Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo, Coney Alive, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good, beautiful 75-degree Monday where you've got the Rangers closing out the Capitals, the Knicks up 3-1 on the Sixers, the Yankees scoring a bazillion runs in their last two games to get ready for a... It's about as big of an early season series as you could have. I mean, I don't want to overstate it. I'm Mr. Baseball's way too long and you can't go nuts at any point, but this is about as big of an early series as you could have with the Yankees and the Orioles. It was nice to see the Mets, who were very close to having another one of these losing streaks happen, be able to fight back, and then Bader and Vientos yesterday. So it doesn't get any better than what's going on right now. We had the draft as well, so we have all those questions answered. The Giants don't have a new quarterback. It's Daniel Jones. The Jets opted to go offensive line in the first round to protect Aaron Rodgers. And this spring has got so much more positive future ahead. And I know that you don't like talking about what's next too much. But if you're a fan and you're starting to think what's next for both the Rangers and the Knicks, I think it's okay. Just don't get too cocky. But I think it's okay. And with the Damian Lillard injury to the Bucks, and now you got that series 3-1, takes four to win, as Tibbs said, takes four to win. But if that ends up being the second-round series, as good of an offensive team as Indiana is, I happen to love the Knicks in that matchup. And to think that, you know, they would have... Nobody would have thought that the Knicks would have been playing the Indiana Pacers in the second round of the postseason at any point during this particular regular season. So it could have been a first-round matchup. It was very close to being a first-round matchup. It's not. And you've got the Islanders who don't play again until tomorrow night against the Hurricanes to see what the Rangers get. Yes, they could still get the Islanders. It would be a miracle for them to come back and win this series. But, I mean, that... Let's just assume for a second, no disrespect to my Islanders and the great John Ledecky and all the great fans, but let's just assume that we have a Carolina Hurricanes, New York Rangers second round series. From what I've seen from both these teams so far in the postseason, that is going to be, should be, an edge of your seat, bite your fingers down to the nubs, crazy heart in the mouth, up and down, insane series that we would get between those two teams.
And the reason that being is that the Canes have a very good power play and they have a very good penalty kill and they have a very good goalie. So all the things that basically the Capitals didn't have.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have speed up and down the lineup. They have four full lines. And this is why I think personally that if Filip Hedl is ready to go, he's got to be inserted into the lineup. And then if you put him as your third-line center between Cooley and Kako, drop Wenberg down with Goodrow and VC. That's four deep lines. That's speed. That is everything, but you have to take Rempe out of the lineup. And Rempe's playing about 5 minutes. Ranger fans know him. We like the guy. We love the guy. He's going to be great. I think he does have a future. He skates better than I thought he did, and he's starting to handle the puck a little bit better than he was when he first started, but he's not playing a lot. So when you're playing against another fast team, another good team with good defensemen that move the puck and get it out of their zone, much like our defensemen do, you need as much speed on the ice as you possibly can get, assuming that Filip Hedl is healthy. I believe that they have to use him in this series, and I think they got to start out with him in this series. And that will give a boost to the lineup, and it will lengthen the lineup, and it will give you four, I mean, really solid lines. It really will. And the great thing about what they did against the Capitals, who were terrible, is that they had balanced scoring.
Yeah.
They had balanced. Listen, their penalty power play wasn't what it was back when they won the cup, and when we were playing them in the playoffs all those years with Holtby as the goalie. I mean, those guys were like lightning fast. That's just not who they were. So they were lucky, not lucky, but they got in at the end, and we were lucky we got a chance to play them because it was like four scrimmages for us.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it was almost like it was an appetizer. It was a light appetizer. Right. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of these Islander games and get some seats that'll be close. You know, when you're with Ledecky, he'll bring you down to the ice. I've seen a bunch of teams down there watching the Carolina Hurricanes operate when you're that close to the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say this because the Islanders are still in the series. They are so fast. It was.
And so are the Rangers.
But the Rangers are as well. I did not see the Rangers from those seats, and I'm sure I would feel the same way if I did. But they are so fast and so skilled. And what we talked about with the Rangers in the passing, especially when they're on. When they're shorthanded, I mean, it's miraculous. So, I mean, that's going to be just such a skillful, if it ends up being that series, series.
Right, and the other thing, the Hurricanes are all in, because I think they have like 12 to 15 free agents.
Yeah, I mean, Gensel went in and got Gensel.
Right, they went and Gensel, and he's fit in seamlessly. That's why, you know, look, I still think Boston, Florida, Carolina, and the Rangers in the Eastern Conference. They're the best teams. They are. But that doesn't mean that Carolina can, you know, they can lose a series. I mean, anything is possible in hockey. You know, a goalie gets hurt, pulls a groin. You know, one of their best players goes down with a twisted knee and he's missing, you know, a couple games or there. Anything can happen in these series.
I know. But it just
And I thought the Islanders
sucks.
Played well on the road in Carolina the first two games.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were up 3-0, and they blew that game, and that's the two goals in 9 seconds. I mean, that's what it was. That was just horrendous.
Well, that was on Noah Dobson.
Yeah, I just saw, oh, my God, what happened to him?
He's coming off of an injury.
I know,
and he's probably playing hurt. I guarantee you, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming he's out there playing hurt.
Yeah.
And he did have multiple injuries this year. Was that over there, or was that just in my ear?
It was just like he came back from the injury, took him a while to get going again, and then unfortunately he got hurt again right at the end of the season, and he's definitely playing hurt.
I remember that one year when Matt was playing with a separated shoulder. You know, he's out there and he's playing because these kids have too much pride. They want to play. And it's a war of attrition when you get into the NHL playoffs. So I just hope that Filip Hedl is in the lineup and ready to roll, and we go four lines deep. Every single one of those lines can score. Every single one of those lines can check. Every single one of those lines is fast, and that's what you want, and that's what you need in order to win, especially if you're playing against Vegas, if you're playing against the Stars, if you're playing against Vancouver. I don't know if you saw Vancouver, how they won a game this weekend. 6 seconds left to go in the game. They tie the game up in Nashville, and then they win a minute in to overtime in Nashville.
Yeah, I wanted to you bring this up. So who played? It was Colorado, and yesterday, Colorado played somebody yesterday.
Yeah, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, yeah. So yeah. Colorado, Winnipeg. So I go outside during the I took a break from behind the bar to talk to the people outside of the Portly, and guy comes up to me and goes, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you put on Colorado Winnipeg on this TV on here? And I look at him, I go, did you bet the game? And he goes, no. I said, you're that into it? I was like, I got to tell Boomer this tomorrow, that there was somebody was that into it that they wanted to see that. Now, I mean, the NBA game was on. It was the Mavericks.
And you want to talk about fast.
Yeah.
That team is fast. And that Cal McCarr had a goal yesterday that he, like Adam Fox, is a great defenseman, has a real knack for offensive playmaking, and he took a shot as he was skating probably about, I don't know, 40 miles an hour, I felt like, watching it. But there are a lot of good teams out there, and like I said, I think in the Eastern Conference, you're going to see the four best teams throughout the year. The Hurricanes, to their credit, were on the Rangers' ass the whole year. And the Rangers had to win the last game in order to get the President's Trophy and the number one seed. And the benefit of that is playing against the worst team in the Eastern Conference that made the playoffs.
Having home ice against the Hurricanes in that series as well. And by the way, so something I wanted to say earlier when I was talking about the Portly. So the great Captain Dave Anderson of Fire Island Ferries, who was also riding on Team Boompah, who graduated high school at East Islip with you, he brought three of your cheerleaders.
Really?
From when you were in high school. Three East Islip cheerleaders.
Do you remember their names?
I mean, I don't. And I know the one who was so nice to me is going to be so mad that I don't remember because she kept saying it. But it's just difficult, man, to remember. My brain is filled. I'm 41 now. It's just filled with names and stuff. I got no more room.
Yeah.
I got to start letting some stuff out.
Exactly.
But I will. I'll text Dave. But yeah. So I took a picture. Me, Dave, and the three cheerleaders that he said he was going to send to you. So I guess he didn't. But
I don't think I saw anything.
But yeah, I just got the biggest kick out of it. And I'm sure you would have as well. So all right, Fleegs. In 5 minutes, by the way, a show announcement. Want to share with you. But Fleegs just sent me this from the Philadelphia Inquirer, a columnist there. So the Knicks fans' chants were so loud, the in-game operation workers had to raise the volume of the music to drown them out. After the game, they chanted F Embiid, Nixon 5, and Go New York, Go New York, Go in the concourse. And it didn't stop there. After the game, Knicks fans placed a jersey on the Wilt Chamberlain statue outside of the arena.
Is that crossing the line or not crossing the line?
You know, I mean, they're not defacing it. They're putting a jersey and come off of it. But
They may think that they're defacing it. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, why antagonize an already antagonized? And Wilt Chamberlain was one of the greatest of all time.
Well, of course, yeah.
It's like putting a Nick jersey on the Michael Jordan statue.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, you can't, yeah. Maybe it might be going a little bit too far.
I don't care. Listen, just beat them in five. That's all I care.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing for Philadelphia. I mean, that stuff happens when, like, if Ranger fans were going down to play the Florida Panthers, that's where you expect that to happen. The Yankee fan taking over Tampa.
Yeah.
But the Knick fan taking over Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I mean, that is how, I mean, Joel Embiid, when he's talking about, you know, how it pisses him off, I get it. I mean, he shouldn't be taking on his own fan base, but that never happens in Philadelphia, ever. To have a opposing fan base come in there and take over the building, I don't want there to be a game six, but like I wouldn't be opposed to the Knick fan going in there again just to embarrass them one more time on the way out. But finish it in five.
Get it over with.
Finish it in five. But that is just, I mean, it was great to see. And I like I mentioned earlier too, like to be around the Knicks fans in warm weather, sunshine, in the spring, and seeing Knicks jerseys at this time of year, and everybody coming together and high-fiving, it reminded me of 1999 and the four-point play and Larry Johnson before the ball was lost by Wally Zerbe.
Every time I see Wally doing games now, I'm like, oh, boy. Because they all have, you know, they have the, obviously, Bud Light's working very hard.
Oh, yeah.
To try to get their name back out there. I mean, they got the kegs right behind Steve Alkette's head.
Oh my God!
Keg handles, you know.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I mean, God Almighty.
What are they? What are they
just
call?
Jamming in our face anymore?
Taps. What are they called? I mean, right? I was using it yesterday,
right?
But like a
tap handle.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like there's something else it's called.
You know what it's called, Ed Aaron?
Tap handle.
You're talking about for the
keg,
draft beer?
For the keg, yeah, for the beer.
Spigot? No.
No, it's a tap. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know, but like, what? There's got to be like a.
It's a tap handle.
It's a tap handle?
And it's usually, you know, it's a beer, a Stella. You see Stella, you see.
I was pouring a roll yesterday. Right. There's like certain tricks with those draft beers. Like some of them, you get real foamy. You got to like yank it really quick. So they were teaching me all the tricks
yesterday.
Did you
do any Guinness?
Yeah, I did plenty of Guinness, actually. Someone actually asked for a black and tan. I almost passed that one off. I was like, come on. Give me one beer in the glass. Give me two. Deirdre in Rockland County. What's going on, Deirdre?
Hey, Gio. So my husband and I are the couple that went to the Portly Villager yesterday. We drove 2 hours to see you and to support the foundation.
Yes, I remember. I referenced you guys earlier this morning and how impressed I was that you drove those 2 hours. So thanks again for supporting the Boomer Esiason Foundation and Team Boomer yesterday at the Portly.
Yeah, we had a great time. Thank you for taking a picture with us. Everybody was so friendly and kind.
It was just a feel-good day, wasn't it?
It's Sable, the friendliest town in America.
It was just a great day.
It was a great day. And I was a little disappointed I didn't get to see Boomer and Al, but I know that they had
fiery... You're never going to see Al, ever, unless you go to his condo.
Actually, I have a picture of me and Al when we were at one of your softball games. It was a charity softball game.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you'll see, if you want to go see Al... And you want to see Boomer and Eddie and Jerry and everybody, the kickoff to summer show. Listen for the details for that coming up because everybody's out and about there and very, very excited to be in the mix. But thanks, guys, for showing up. It was great to see. And there's a couple of guys that came in that took the train all the way from Hoboken out there. I was like, you guys are nuts.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a beautiful Sunday, and it was the Portly Villager, and you're in Sayville, New York. Like I told you, you've always said it. It's the friendliest town in America.
It is. Well, yes. Yeah, so they claim that.
Okay.
It's on a little Sayville Gazette. It's on up there. It's the friendliest town in America. All right. So earlier this morning, I was teasing a show announcement, so... what I'm going to do is hand it over to Boomer because this is very much Boomer related, but affects the rest of us in one part of it. So, Boomer,
yeah.
Please.
All right, a couple of announcements here that I have. You know, it's been a very, very busy year for all of us, and all the way through the Super Bowl, coming through the different bankruptcies and things of that nature. So, for the last 2 months, you know, I've been trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where I want to be. And one of the places that I want to be is right here at WFAN, working for Odyssey, working for Chris Olivero, and working with you and Al and Eddie and Jerry and Fleegs and CeeLo and Peter Schwartz and everything. One of the really, and I enjoy this more than anything. So I've extended extensively into the future for you guys. You guys,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Jerry.
You.
I just kept thinking Jerry when I was going through this whole process. And I was also thinking back to 2017 when I told you I could go in the afternoon and all you guys whined to me saying that you did not want to go in the afternoon, that you wanted to stay in the morning. And it worked out to be the best thing ever for all of us, I would say, right?
Well, yes. Well, including me. Yeah.
Right. And the other good news for those people who do watch us on CBS Sports Network, they've also extended us, so we will remain on CBS Sports Network. So I'm a part of that family, and will always be a part of that family. The other part of the news is that I am stepping away from the NFL Today on CBS. More their decision than maybe mine, but I really thought that the Super Bowl was my swan song.
Yeah,
and I thought the way that CBS handled, especially us guys out there in Las Vegas, it was amazing. So I had been there for 22 years. The guy who hired me back in 2001 was a guy by the name of Sean McManus, who was the CBS sports chairman. He shook my hand. He said, I'd love for you to be a part of the NFL Today. I never thought in my wildest dreams that would have lasted for 22 years. And with all the people that I've worked with over there at CBS and the NFL Today, it's been an amazing run. When you think about the people that I've worked with, Jim Nantz, Greg Gumbel, James Brown, and Adam Schein. Adam Schein, of course, with Tops and Monday QB, and he also sat on the Inside the NFL, sat there for a while. Dan Marino, Deion Sanders, Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Bart Scott, Coach Coward, Nate Burleson, Phil Sims, J.J. Watt, Jason Lockenfor, and Jonathan Jones. Unbelievable people to work with, every single one of them. Eric Mann was my initial producer, then Drew Kolesky replaced him. Two great guys that always allowed me to say what I wanted to say, never told me what to say, or no matter how controversial a subject may be, just be you and say what you want to say, and they never, ever took that away from me. And I can't say enough about that. Can't say enough about the people in hair and makeup. That would be Fatima and Mindy, Jules, Brenda, and of course our very own Allie, who will still be with us here, which is great. The research people, Brian, Wayne, and Panther Sean. Hopefully I'll still stay on those emails because I love that, and I'm still a part of the family, by the way.
Yes, everybody loves those emails, those standard emails.
Wardrobe, Ellen, and Annette, and Rich, they were great to me, along with my friends at Victor Talbot's, who have basically dressed me since I've been there. So they do not know what I'm telling them right now, that they don't have to worry about that now. Moving forward, and also the producers, Deb Gelman, Charlie Bloom, Dan Anus, I used to call him Shawnee Greenscreen, you know who I'm talking about, Leslie Ann Wade, a PR, Jen Sabatel, a PR, their entire staff, and a very special thank you to Theo Rabinowitz. Theo is a guy that just basically takes care of all of our stuff and the people that he works with. Nobody loves the show more than him, and he and I share a love of OAR, Mark Roberge together.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I think of our stage managers, Tony and Vita and Nancy and all the people behind the scenes, Klaus with the Steadicam and working and going back and forth with the new guys, Nate, Coach, and Phil. It's been an unbelievable run for me, and I'm so grateful and privileged to have been there for 22 years.
Well,
and I felt like, I think you and I talked about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like, I just kind of felt like this is it. This is, Super Bowl 58 was it. I've been a part of so many Super Bowls, both through Westwood One and through CBS. And David Burson now is taking over for Sean McManus. It's his business now. It's his job to do what he thinks is in the best interest of that show and of CBS and for CBS Sports. And one of the decisions he made was, hey, I want to keep you guys on CBS Sports Network.
Which is great. And the relationship there is awesome. And what a way to leave the NFL today with an all-time record viewership and the overtime game and your guy Patrick Mahomes winning another one and to be there with your guys in Vegas. We do a full week from the win. I mean, that... If you're going to write your way out of the NFL today, there was no more perfect situation than that.
Yeah, and I'm sure CBS will put out a statement. I know Odyssey will put out a statement today. I think CBS will probably put out a statement later on today regarding the NFL today, because I have no idea what they're doing, which is fine. And like I said, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to get my weekends back. I really haven't had extended weekends for about 40 years, when you think about it.
Yeah, in the fall. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, yes, it's crazy. You mentioned that to me off the air, and I was like doing the math. I said, that can't be right. It is right.
It is right.
Yeah, I mean, 40
September,
years.
October, November, December, January. Pretty much every weekend is filled with what I thought was a privilege, the NFL.
Well, yes, absolutely.
And sitting there and talking it with some of the greatest people that I know made it even that much more enjoyable. But, you know, 22 years is a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, congratulations on both fronts. One, hanging around here with us, and that's going to be awesome to have the next few years. And the relationship with CBS Sports Network has been so great. And we can't ask for a better partner than CBS Sports Network. The hardworking guys over there with Steven and the entire crew and Tyler is just awesome what he did for us at the Super Bowl. So congratulations on that part of it. And congratulations on putting a bow on an all-time run on CBS on the NFL today. I mean, that's got to be something you got to be very proud of.
Well, I'm going to try to do an all-time run here now.
But you're in the middle of it still.
Right,
thank
exactly.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
In the middle of it.
Thank
oh,
you're you.
Welcome. You're welcome, Jerry.
All right, so there you go.
All right. And on top of this, you know, with all these Boomer and Geo lives that you got me doing now,
yeah, it's me.
Dragging me all over the place.
So well, you're going to be here longer than Al.
Yeah, I would think so.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Definitely longer than you until we kidnap you and force you to show up every day.
The interesting thing about the Odyssey stuff is that they wanted to lock it in.
Yeah.
And they wanted
to make it.
Well, they did.
Yep.
And they made a commitment to all of us.
Yes.
Which I think is great. And that actually, you know, when I was with my buddies over the weekend down in Washington playing golf, and I'm telling them, I'm done with the NFL today. I'm done with the NFL today. They're all high-fiving me. I'm like, that's great. So,
well, I mean, not everybody gets to have that type of career and enjoy it so much and then to go out with the Super Bowl. So I think that is the appropriate reaction is a high-five. You know?
I think so, too. Yeah.
All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Of course, as I'm trying to say goodbye to the NFL today and all the great people over there, I did forget a few people. One is Harold Bryan. Harold, I love you. Thank you so much for all the quarter zips that you had at the bottom of your file cabinet. I make jokes. And, of course, the sales department and my friend Tony Toronto.
Oh, that's right.
Who did put me and Phil in a number of commercials, put me and Shannon in a number of commercials, interstitials they call them. And, all those guys are going to remain friends with. And
well, Tony's going to be texting you nonstop about the Giants.
Well, he's already invited me to a Giant game.
Oh, nice.
See that? I can go do that. I can go to a Jet game in person. Winter's Brothers tailgate.
Wow, that is true. All of these things.
I've been to one tailgate over there. I forget why Craig and I were over there. Do you remember what that was, Eddie?
Was that the pig spanking?
I think it was the pig spanking, but for some reason I was able to go to the game. Maybe it was a Saturday, maybe?
Might have been December.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Probably a December Saturday game.
Yeah, but now, I'll be able to do that. Man, I'll tell you.
Ryder Cup Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, baby.
That's one great. Of the things that I thought of right away.
Exactly. So there's a lot of things you start to think about. And like I said, all those guys and all those folks, all those gals were unbelievable. You know, the most unbelievable thing was watching how Tyler Hill had to deal with the pandemic.
Oh, my goodness.
And how all of a sudden that fell on his plate.
Yeah.
Along with a number of other people. But I was working, obviously, and you had to go through him, and he had to deal with all this stuff. And that was remarkable watching the whole company try to get through all of that.
Yeah. And I think they did with flying colors. I mean, we were a cartoon for a couple of weeks, and then bang, all our faces were on HDTV again. It was very, very cool. Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, were you aware of any of this going on?
No, I had no idea.
How do you feel about it, Stephen?
Looking forward to another couple of years.
All right, very good.
Maybe we'll do another cartoon show for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you should be very excited, Stephen, about this. I mean, this is your job we're talking about, and we're going to be doing this for longer. You don't sound as excited as I thought you'd sound.
Oh, I didn't expect you to say you're leaving NFL today, so I was a little sad about that. But, of course, we're happy. We're all happy over here.
Okay, good. I hope so.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
There's the woo-hoo. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. Dude, you got your press release over there as well? It's a nice little press release.
Yeah, I got it.
I handed it to you.
Yeah. This is the Odyssey press release. The Odyssey
and they spelled everybody's name right?
I think so. I really didn't look at it.
Mine was. I just looked at mine. That was all.
That's all you did?
Just want to see where my name was in the press release. CeeLo was in there.
Yeah, right. too bad I'm not here to Al and Jerry aren't here to celebrate. They're at the Princeton Longevity Center.
Definitely, that is correct.
Oh, they went together? That's cute.
Yeah. Like a couple's massage.
Yeah,
a couple's colonoscopy.
Could be a form of massage, Eddie, you know?
Sure. I'm gonna let Al tell the story, but Al has already texted me one of his results. And asked me what I thought about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, he's like, God, this doesn't make any sense.
You what you thought about it?
Because well,
he's
been,
there for them to tell him what the results mean.
I know. So I don't know why he, I guess because I went through it or whatever. So he was asking me. So I'll let him tell the story because it'll be.
But just remember, he watches everything that he eats.
No, I know.
So whatever this result is, it doesn't match what he thinks he's doing to himself.
Better be good or else what the hell is he doing it for? Right, if his results aren't good, I mean, what are we doing?
I could cure cancer.
That's after you retire from fans. Yeah, exactly. Get to that.
Right. Okay, CeeLo, we didn't leave you with a ton of time, but go for what you got there, and then you take it to like 43 if you want, but no farther than that. And then we got Moment of the Day coming up as well.
All right, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. So I haven't played any Knicks play-by-play this morning because it's not in our system. I'm not sure exactly what that's about, but I did grab this clip off of Twitter and kind of speaks to the Knicks fans down in Philadelphia yesterday. This was Joel Embiid at the line, under a minute to play. I think the Knicks were up 5 or 6 at this point, and you can actually hear the reaction from the Knicks fan when he misses the free throw.
Now Embiid has played 43 minutes already, Richard. We know conditioning has been ramping up after he missed so much of the season with that knee surgery. Misses the free throw here. He has not sat.
Wow. So, I mean, look, I know the Knicks are ahead at that point, and there's plenty of fans in the building, and they're gonna be louder than the Sixer fan. They're not going to cheer a miss or boo a miss, but the Knicks fan was evident yesterday.
Just remember this, and I know he's playing dirty, and we all can't stand him now, but at, 7'1", 280 pounds?
It's a big
man. And he's running up and down the court, and he's playing that many minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, he's laying it on the line. There's no question about that.
Well, you would have to after what he said after game two.
But, I mean, he really is laying it on the line. Yes, there's no question about
it. He is. And so is Jalen Brunson, who went for a Knicks franchise record as far as the playoffs go. Single-game record with 47 points in the 97-92 victory. Knicks go up 3-1 and will try for the Game 5 closeout coming up tomorrow night at the Garden. Elsewhere, the Timberwolves finish off a sweep of the Suns, 122-116 in Phoenix. Here was Kevin Durant afterwards. Just at a loss for what the heck happened.
I won't go into specifics because, I mean, that's stuff that we'll talk about. And like I said, I don't want to be up here making excuses for what happened. So we just deal with it and we'll figure it out as a family moving forward.
Obviously a big failure for them this year.
Talk about it on a podcast.
Sure, he'll get to that at some point. So it's a 4-game sweep for Minnesota, but it did come at a cost, at least for head coach Chris Finch, as this happened with under 2 minutes to play.
Here's Conley aggressively pushing the pace. He got knocked out of bounds right into his head coach, Chris Finch. Finch went down pretty hard there along the sideline. And he is still down there.
That's Timberwolves radio. It turned out to be a ruptured patella tendon in his right knee. Brutal injury and timing, obviously, as his team is advancing here to round two. So we're seeing to hear it on CBS Sports Network.
Oh, my God. So his left knee hit. They looks like knees hit each other.
Yeah, and it buckled and just not good contact there for a older head coach with a professional athlete.
That is going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, does he end up getting surgery?
I don't know, but I assume they took him to the hospital. So assistant coach Mike Inouye finished out the game and handled the post-game press conference.
I don't know how they do the patella. I know they usually wait for an ACL, MCL, kind of so the swelling goes down before they go in.
Ugh.
You remember that kind of delay? I don't know if the patella is the same way or not. they may have to go in immediately.
Well, good thing in the NBA, coaches don't really matter outside of Tom Thibodeau. He's the only one that really counts. All these other coaches just let the players do whatever the hell they want. Just go out there and do whatever the hell they want. Like Steve Kerr, I don't care. Just go out there and do whatever you want. Pass the ball, shoot the ball, doesn't matter. Tibbs is the only coach that matters.
On that note, you talked earlier in the show about Anthony Edwards doing the suck it game three.
Yeah.
So he had 40 points in the closeout, and then you had him and Karl Anthony Towns at the dais there together post-game, and they're kind of going back and forth, and Edwards is talking about how we got to keep Karl Anthony Towns out of foul trouble because he's such a good player.
Just got to keep him from getting foul trouble, man. He's going to be great every night.
Probably because I was trying to play more defense.
I mean, just stop.
Yeah.
All right, so they're having some fun there. That's part one. And then part two, as I think Towns is trying to talk about, well, maybe why the foul trouble and trying to do this a little bit more, a little of that. Anthony Edwards was not having it and would step in again.
I've done it my whole career. I'm glad that what the sacrifice is now
results into 10.
He ain't sacrificing.
He had 28 and 10. Oh, man, I don't think that's a sacrifice. Like I said, he was in foul trouble the last three games, so he couldn't, you know what I mean? But when he's not in foul trouble, he's not sacrificing. The motherfucker don't shoot the ball.
You know what? I got
to don't shoot the ball. You hear me?
Yeah. Oh, God.
They were just letting the F-bombs fly left and right.
Man, I know I'm not the only person who has said this, but when like his just like regular jumpers, and I'm talking like three-point shots, but like when he gets inside the three-point line and shoots the ball, it is it very Jordan-like. I mean, I'm telling you, he's got that same release. It's just so smooth. He's the closest looking player, just from a jump shot standpoint, that I've seen since Jordan. I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It just, he looks like, if you watch it, you can't deny
the mechanics are reminiscent.
You can't deny, like, the way he moves.
Because he's got the longer arms.
And he also, but his release is like that same, like, because, I mean, you just, like, watch this. Watch right here. Look at this. Well, not this one, because it goes to the basket. He goes to the basket.
Look how long it is. He's built like Michael Jordan.
I think it's this one. Watch this jump shot. Watch this. Ready? Here, look.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Jordan-esque.
Crazy. Yeah, very, very Jordan-esque. Yeah, so this guy's taking over the NBA, man.
Right leg forward.
Yeah.
Lean back, like fade away.
Like, you know what?
You know what makes me sad?
What's that?
Is that Alex Rodriguez can't be a part of it.
I know. It's really sad this whole thing fell through. That's such an A-Rod thing. Like when this team is on the cusp of being like one of the best teams in the league and Anthony Edwards is a superstar, that A-Rod tries to buy the team and then gets face-planted out of the situation. It's great.
I got to breeze past the baseball locals here because I want to get some other stuff. Mets did win on the Vientos walk-off to salvage the finale against the Cardinals. Play the first of four against the Cubs tonight out at Citi Field. And the Yankees, after taking two out of three from the Brewers, including 30 runs scored Saturday and Sunday, will head to Baltimore for the first of four with the Orioles tonight. That's on the fan. All right, so from draft weekend, this was Colts GM Chris Ballard. I think this was on either Friday or Saturday. Asked about, you know, media leaks and tearing down these draft prospects. They took Texas wideout. Is it Adonai Mitchell or Adonai Mitchell? I'm not exactly sure. It's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
But I liked what he had to say here, kind of ripping into some of these reports that come out, anonymous sources, so on and so forth.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. I mean, it f-ing is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it.
Put your name on it.
I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid.
It's a good point. And he did again at the end. I'm sorry for my language, but I'm not. So
yeah, I'm just going to keep going. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I apologize. But exactly. By the way, speaking of media leaks, no media leaks around the Boomer Esiason contract extension news in the NFL today. None.
Buttoned up.
Airtight. Airtight, baby.
How about that?
Yeah.
Very good. Let's go to East Rutherford, Giants camp, or Giants headquarters. Malik Nabers meeting the media. I believe this was after your show on Friday. I don't know if it was early enough for Jerry to have played it on Friday. So they asked him to kind of compare himself to other wideouts. He's from LSU. He's talked about Ja'Marr Chase, and this was how he would answer.
Say more of probably Ja'Marr. You know, we got that same frame. You know, I get a lot of comparisons, you know, not daily, but I'm just focused on trying to be the best of Malik Nabers I can possibly be.
Okay, so you get the third-person reference there. That one, I thought, you know, it's kind of natural. You can understand the point he's trying to make. Here was another clip where he talks about being a playmaker no matter what.
When the ball's in the quarterback hands, is, you know, Malik's going to be open, so I'm glad I had that quarterback this year that was able to do that. So,
something to keep an eye out for with Nabers.
I love it. I can't get enough. Okay. That's what you need from these guys, man. That's what you need is that confidence.
Young Joker too, though.
No. Don't you dare. No.
Yeah, but you like Young Joker, though.
I liked his rap career.
All right.
He didn't get it together on the field.
No.
But I'll still listen to his music occasionally.
Another one.
Like I said, Codeine Dream is one of my favorites.
Codeine Dream.
One of his best songs.
Reminds you, guys, because it reminds you of Jalapeno Dream.
Right, my middle school band.
Yeah. Yes.
Last one quick here. We'll do moment of the day. So Rome Odunze does not end up here in New York, but I guess on Friday's show, Dog was talking about possibility or potential of this maybe of having happened.
I mean, maybe you could have made a deal with the Jets, so the Jets could have traded up to get Odunze. That I suppose that's the guy they wanted, and then they could have traded down, and they could have taken him at 10.
Odunze.
The Koozie. I mean, listen, if they wanted a koozie that bad, then they should have traded up to get him. I don't want to hear it. Then all of a sudden, he's up there, he's holding up the Bears jersey. So I don't want to hear you lost out on a doozy-doozy because you didn't want to trade up.
Six in front of five. Sports Radio 66.
17 in front of the hour.
I don't know what.
I don't know what.
Someone just posted on X to me over the weekend that Beningo was trying to hit some of these draft names.
Oh, no, that's
yeah.
It.
I don't know who. I didn't hear it. But
it'll take him a couple years to figure out how to say the Jet first-round pick name.
Yeah, you know, so. that's for sure.
Yeah, all right, moment of the day. It's brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. It reminds you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So Joel Embiid getting on Sixer fans, not showing up yesterday, led to Boomer feeling himself a little bit this morning, looking to take down a few of our resident Sixer fans here in the building. One still here, and one has since departed.
It kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
Not okay.
Whiny biatch.
They feel it. They feel
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, if I'm a Sixers fan and my team always flames out in the playoffs, then I'd probably sell my ticket, too, to a Knicks fan.
You know, I feel
like we were just going to lose the series anyway. Screw it.
I almost tripped Andrew Pearl off in the hallway. I came this close to tripping him.
Well, he's flailing arms and legs. He's like one of those things outside of a car dealership, you know? It's amazing.
I told you how he walks.
Out of control limbs.
That arm goes like this.
I don't know what that is.
The blower.
Right. The big Sixers fan that he is, man, I almost tripped him. Oh, I wish Spike was here. I would have smashed him this morning.
He would have broke his other hip.
Oh, I would have, man. Oh.
Well, Spike was saved from physical harm from you this morning. And that is such an accurate depiction of Perloff. I mean, it doesn't get any more on point than that. You're so right.
You just ask him to put his arms up in the air and wave it. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
fit right in.
It really would. By the way, Spike, he's still listening and texting us. You know, he's still... I thought he would have detached himself from this place, but...
He loves this place.
Yeah, he just can't quit us. You know?
He loves us.
I mean, he was ripping Embiid after that last night.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he knows what's up. I think Spike's a very fair Sixers fan, generally. Mm-hmm. All right, CeeLo, I'll see you all day
minutes.
Today.
Yeah.
Did you get that 11 o'clock taken care of?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
We're all good to go.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming you live, Build Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geno.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I was just thinking, the brand ambassador, Ryan Hurley, came in here, and he's moving and shaking everything. I mean, Sterling is no longer with us, John Sterling.
Right.
With the company, that is, obviously. Yes. You know, he's with us, he's healthy. and then also signed you an extension, just like that.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't want to sign the extension if Spike was still going to be. Just kidding. Actually, I just had a good laugh about that.
Yeah,
Ryan's still awkwardly trying to figure this out around here.
Well, he came over. It's very rare that people will come around, because the way the studio is set up here, if you're not watching on TV, you know, we sit behind this very long curved desk. And generally, if someone's going to come in and talk or whatever, they don't come behind us.
They stand in front of us.
Right. Unless they're going over and sitting down in that chair. So, I mean, you've been in the studio longer than me. I've been here now. This is going, you know, in the middle of year 7. It's very rare that someone comes around here. So Ryan starts walking over here, and Boomer and I are like, what the hell are you doing?
I just want to come over and shake my hand.
He got his hand. I was like, oh, okay. But Boomer looks up. He's like laughing at us. What are you doing? Why are you over here? He's like, oh, I just wanted to say congratulations. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, got
so,
it.
So somehow he involved in our Boomer and Geo Live on Friday?
Well, he's going to be there.
He'll
and
be
watching
there,
it.
Right?
Yeah,
and so our fans get to see the new program director.
That is true.
He's going to be taking notes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, very true.
What do you think he's going to wear?
Some sort of Men's Warehouse concoction.
Okay.
You know, button down.
Khaki pants?
I don't know. Was he wearing khakis today?
Is he wearing khakis today, guys?
I didn't look at his butt.
Yeah. I mean, something along those lines. Jeans, like a quarter zip, maybe something like that. Jeans and a quarter zip. I hope he doesn't put on that blazer. I don't like that blazer on him. It's just he's trying too hard with that one, you know?
With the untucked shirt and the blazer.
Yeah, that's definitely not my thing for him. I like when he goes, like, not your traditional blue jeans, but, like, you know, a dressier jeans, quarter zip, and he looks, you know, looks like a boss there.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of a presence with that.
All right.
He put on the jacket. You're trying too hard. Anything less than the quarter zip, you don't look like you're trying hard enough.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of you when I started with you.
From a physical standpoint?
Thickness.
Yeah, thick. Yeah, yeah. But not from I don't think I was ever that.
Look, you never looked as good. Maybe you did in your wedding. I haven't seen your wedding videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pictures or anything. But, you know, you never looked as good as you looked at Sydney's wedding.
Or maybe he'll start to be bold with his dress like Spike was.
Nah, I don't think he's going bold. I don't think he's maybe like a year or two down the road. But yeah, that was a good that was a good look for me. I also like the way I looked next to Dua Lipa. I like that one too.
Yeah, you look good there too. Yeah.
She rose my entire physical presence.
I mean, you were glowing.
Yeah, I was. It was a little bit of a glow spot.
Now, what's the closest you've ever gotten to Taylor Swift there, Fleegs?
Without being in handcuffs.
Yeah.
The pit at a concert. It's like right up against the edge of the stage.
Sorry they put the Dua Lipa picture up and I wasn't listening to anything you were saying. Just looking at this again.
Yeah.
Very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.